You're listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at CKUT.ca. I'm Jules Bujal. Drawn and quarterly workers are turning over a new leaf. Last week, staff at the renowned comics publisher and Pair of Mile End bookstores announced they've unionized with the Fédération du Commerce of the CSN. I spoke with D&Q bookseller and union member Bridget Mountford to learn more about this new chapter for the Montreal Literary Mainstay. Here's our conversation. Yeah, I guess first, what started those conversations? What was it that brought employees together and say, you know, maybe a union's not such a bad idea?
Yeah, I would just start by saying that I'm very, very appreciative to work with the people I work with, because I think we just have ongoing conversations about what happens in the world, like that affects the kind of books that we're bringing in, that affects the sort of work we're doing. It's like a weird mix of commerce, but also arts and culture. And I'm lucky to work with people that are really proactive and engaged and not apathetic about their jobs. So I think it was just kind of, it was something that we talk about in passing. And it was something that we felt like, if we all want this, there doesn't need to be an inciting incident. It can just be something that comes about, and it's something that we see as being strengthening to our employment and strengthening, hopefully, to the bookstore, which we really do love, and the publisher itself, which we also really, really love. So I guess it was just kind of a moment of solidarity and a desire to have an active role in kind of discussing what our conditions look like, what our futures at the company look like. So yeah, it was kind of an organic thing.
Yeah. Can you tell me more, I guess, about conditions or what the future at the company looks like as of now? You know, you're just coming into having a union. You know, is it something that, I guess you could easily explain in terms of, you know, here is an incident where I thought, maybe there's something a little bit more, I want a proactive role so that X or Y does happen in the future, or, you know, A and B don't happen again. Is there anything like that?
I think I hesitate to speak for all of us as a collective, because I think we all have different experiences within the company. But I know for myself, enjoying the work I'm doing and wanting to feel like there is a path towards promotion or towards kind of a more involved position, because I think we are lucky to gain a lot of skills on the job, and just being able to collaboratively work on frameworks for advancement and for different compensation models, that kind of thing. It's the kind of thing that we want to do in collaboration with the workers on the publishing side. So it's about kind of creating those communication channels. I'm sorry that I don't have anything more specific, but it's just kind of, that's always been my thought in any job I'm in, that I would love to be a part of the process. And I think unionization has a long history of doing just that, of giving workers a kind of a venue in which to discuss things with their employers, where they kind of have the collective and, I don't know, just a seat at the table.
I'm actually really curious about the links between publishing staff and the booksellers like yourself. You know, was this something that these links were strengthened during the unionization process? You said maybe that unionization is something so that you could have more communication in the future, like even on a very kind of granular level of like union cards, things like that. How did that, I guess, collaboration or solidarity actualize over the process?
I think we had different conversations in person, through chats online, that kind of thing. And I think it would maybe surprise people how much our roles overlap, because the bookstores were founded by the publishing company. We have the same management team. We have just a lot of the same interests. And one of our bookstores houses all the kind of back catalog of the publisher. We host all the events, or a large number of events rather, for Drawn and Quarterly authors that are based in Montreal or making a stop on their book tour. I think the values of the company, as set forth by the founders, the owners, all of that, are in effect at both stores. And so are kind of like, we all have different roles and different contributions within the bookstore itself, within the publisher itself, but we're all ultimately part of the same company. And I think we're open to a collective bargaining process that results in different contracts for different roles. Like, that just seems like it makes sense. But just being able to work together because we're such a small company is something that I think will be really something that we were all on board with.
So what was the actual process like? You know, things like how much support was there, or was there a real effort to try and rally the employees at D&Q? Was there any conversation with management? How did you choose the CSN to become a part of? Like, you know, how did that all sort of go down?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all had different concerns. We, again, just, I'm lucky to work with a bunch of people that I think were all open to the idea of unionization, had all either belonged to unions before in previous jobs, or were aware of the benefits of having representation at your workplace. So we had conversations about different unions. We know that the Indigo downtown Montreal had unionized with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, I believe. And we wanted to try and find a fit that balanced the kind of the space that our bookstore had. It's both like a retail space and a kind of a commercial enterprise in terms of publishing, that those are connected, and our desire to kind of envision a future that reflects the structure of our company. So we did our research. I think quite a few of us have friends that were students that belong to CSN unions. I know today that Concordia has officially unionized with the CSN, which is excellent news. And they just seem to be a really progressive trade union with a long history in this province, that were willing to collaborate with us, especially as a primarily English language publisher and bookstore. And again, that's not to say I don't have colleagues that are bilingual or francophone, but we just wanted to join a union that we felt aligned with our values. So we did research, but it kind of seemed like the obvious choice.
You mentioned Indigo, but there's also a broader, I think, moment or movement of unionization in the arts and for arts workers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you see what's happening at D&Q in I guess that larger context right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an exciting moment. There are economic stressors for people across industries, people that are working retail jobs, people that are working in arts and culture. We happen to be both. And there's also people that it belong to unions that's working life has very little in common with mine. And that's still a source, I think, of inspiration and hope for a lot of us to just kind of, I guess, become kind of engaged in what our employment looks like and what our kind of our careers might look like. So it's definitely an inspiring and an exciting moment. I think it's born in a lot of ways from inflation and what seems to be a recession. And that's definitely a factor for all of us in terms of what jobs we seek, what kind of engagement we have at our jobs. And I think it can also be a really positive thing when employees are ready and willing to invest in staying in a role and invest in making it something that is sustainable for them in the long term.
If we could just look ahead to, you know, collective bargaining, right? Talking to the employer, talking to management. Can you tell me anything about when that process would start, what it might look like, if you've had any conversations with management? Give me just a window into what's up next for the new D&Q union.
Of course. Well, we've yet to have our general assembly, so we haven't selected delegates yet, which will be an important part of the process so that we can have our democratically elected kind of representatives go forward through the collective bargaining process. So there's a lot more ahead of us, but we've been very happy at the support we've gotten from our larger community. And it's hard to say what the next few steps will be. I know our employers have been compliant and have done everything that's been asked of them, which we very much appreciate, but we don't know what the future holds, but we're hopeful, I think.
Yeah, they've done everything and they haven't engaged in union busting is what you're saying, because this is always the
of course,
city underbelly of the unionization efforts is like, you know, even to just not disrupt can be positive, unfortunately, given the track record of management in these cases.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe so. I think we're both engaging in good faith. And I'm hopeful at this time. I don't know what the future holds, but I think the culture that exists at the workplace wouldn't exist without people in management that care about their employees. And in lots of ways, a good company culture seems just as likely to produce a union as a bad company culture, because it allows for really wonderful, intelligent, thoughtful people to have conversations about what their long-term commitment is to one another and to the work they do.
You've been listening to my interview with Drawn and Quarterly bookseller and new union member, Bridget Mounford. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.